Both look like they're okay to go, so it'd be a game time, but I don't anticipate that they will not be going. I haven't really checked with the trainers, but I think they got through practice okay. It was good. Well, yeah, some guys have got them, but I was told it was food poisoning more than the flu. You know, he's had a buffet of things there, so I'm not sure what. We do get the flu shots. Yeah, are they elect to? Well, I think with Pavs is that Montoya will play in Colorado, and we'll give him an opportunity to practice and. And get some rhythm down, you know. That's just the way we'll go. It's no knock against Pavs. I mean, he's our go-to goalie, and these things happen, and players go through these things, and that's what we'll do. We'll look to repair and help him, and we have to be better in front of him. That'd be the first thing, to help him, you know. But we'll get him some practice time and get it going from there. Well, I think he'd be a little bit down. I think that would be a normal human behavior. I mean, I don't think I don't think that he can sit there and say that it doesn't bother him. It does bother him, you know. And I think it's okay that he shows emotion and he shows emotion. I think that's good, you know. He probably is down. I think he wants to do better, you know. And that's good. His reaction last night?
Yeah, he went down the tunnel and the TV cameras caught him throwing his gloves. And
no, it doesn't bother me. I think it's okay. Sometimes you got to let that stuff out. And then the next day you just put in the work and you get yourself focused on releasing some of this negative emotion and channel it in a place where you can help yourself. You know, so that'll get done. Got done a little bit today, and today was a little bit of a quick day. But tomorrow it'll happen again, and we'll get them all ready to go. I don't think so. I think it's a confident thing. I don't think it's anything more than anything else with any players. You know, it's you guys have found a subject, but I don't think it's any different than any players. A player goes 10 games without scoring. It's no different. You know, it's a confident thing, and. You know, Wade would probably be able to tell you more that it's certain movements that he needs to get back to. And that's usually what happens when you get 3 days off or you haven't practiced a lot and played a lot of games. He's always tweaking players and goalies, and he does it before practice with no pucks just to get the rhythm of moving. I'm sure he would see it more than I would. The last game last night? Well, I would just like us to build on winning the game. I thought we played a pretty reasonable game. I thought we played pretty good in the third period. I thought we tried to push ourselves through the game and try to not sit and wait to see how the result ended. So I thought we did a pretty good job there. I didn't really care much for the start of it. It was a little bit loose by both teams. But I thought we had an opportunity to build off of last night's game, and we just need to focus on getting back-to-back wins. That's, for me, is the most important thing. So our game in Colorado is going to have to be good. They play with skill and speed, and we played there last time. We played well. It was a third game in 4 nights, and they turned up in the third, and we kind of gave up a few goals in the third that cost us. But I think we can win that game. So that's what we'll build on. I thought there's some positive things to get out of last night.